Paul Dick.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kitchen. Paul Dixon.
Could you give me a moment? My essay, and I want to give to the translation, so they'll have a document to use.
Of course. George Nipash? You had a question, sir?
I have a question about the, the road.
Yes.
I just want to ask the company, we have big plans for our future generation. How would you, how would you be with us? Your roads, you say that just around that area, but we have future generations as well, in the future that they will want to see their land, especially around that area, there were the Taliban and their children, their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren. They want to see that. They want to see that forest that made them strong long time ago. So how would you feel if I went down south and walked on your grass and you don't want me to walk on your grass? How would you feel if I did that to your company or down south where you're situated? How would you feel? How would you stand against me? I'm sure you would want to stop me. So that's that question. How do you feel when you walk into the Cree territory? We have people that walk on the land and live off the land. I just want to hear an answer from one company, whatever.
Thank you, Mr. Nipash. Maybe someone would like to comment.
I will try to answer. Comment est-ce qu'on se sent?
How do we feel? Well, the forestry we're going to carry out in this area, we hope we will leave the area open. Est-ce que c'est votre femme qui appelle ou c'est votre avocat? Ah, c'est téléphone cellulaire. C'est mon avocat. Il faut combattre le progrès. So what we're going to try to do, we're going to carry out forestry activities as responsible as possible. Normally, we harvest 40% of the area, and this area will be exploited over a period of time of 10 to 20 years. We don't know what the future will be, but it will take time to develop this area. And it's not an end in itself. They will be harvested, but there will be some new production that will follow. So the forestry activities we carried out elsewhere, we will do the same there. And if we can do better, we will do it. So that's the way we feel in terms of opening the territory. Je ne comprends pas le français.
I'll meet them in the bush.
But we have translation, sir, if you want to, and we want to make sure that you...
I have another question. You say the roads there, around the river and the lakes, How many meters are you going to cut? How many meters are you going to leave along the river and around the lakes? What's the reason why I ask? On my trap line, usually they leave about 20 meters. But as the time goes by, when the beaver comes and builds his dam, it destroys all the trees that are close by the river. And all the trees are going dead. And along the lake, when it's open cutting, along the lake, all the trees are blown by the wind. But me, I watch that. I see that on my trap line. But on that road you make, how many meters would you leave the trees around the lake when you cut?
Are you talking about Lake Evans?
No, I'm talking about where they're going to cut, you know, where the roads are?
Yeah.
How many meters are they going to leave the trees?
I see.
Me,
that.
I suggested that they should put at least 40 to 60 meters all around the lakes. So the moose, the beaver, the caribou will have food and will have a good water to drink. That's my, that's the way I feel about it.
Actuellement, le règlement.
At the present time, the regulation says that we have to leave 20 meters during public hearings, so we are open to your suggestions. If you want wider space, we could discuss this possibility during the meeting with each trapper. We've already provided for wider areas around the lakes and rivers.
The length of wood that stands near the lake, the minimal distance is 20 meters normally, but they're open to get suggestions on your part to discuss with them. They're open for discussion. They get to respect that at least this 20 meters, but they're open for discussion.
I think that someone of the COMEX would like to follow up on this question. Daniel?
Oui, ben, en fait, pour reprendre un peu, aller dans le sens de la suggestion de Monsieur.
Well, to speak to Mr. Niposh's suggestion, who recommends to leave a wider space, 40 to 60 meters, for instance, could you tell us how the discussion, the negotiation is taking place about these spaces where it could be done? Basically, the regulation is 20 meters around the permanent watercourses and lakes. So that's what we apply. The reasons why sometimes we provide for larger areas is if after a discussion with the tallyman, if there are specific needs in the area that impose wider areas, the people in charge of the planning process will decide to have a wider area around the lakes and the watercourses. Well, to speak to what Daniel Berroir, my colleague, said, so would it have an impact on the authorization conditions? Just to reassure everyone, beyond the regulatory process, could it be part of some authorization conditions for this project, if this project moves forward? Yes, we could discuss these conditions. The way we've always brought this issue, and that usually worked quite well, is that we didn't want to apply it at large at the very beginning. It depends on the needs. And when there are more needs, we can have wider strips of land around lakes and watercourses. Thank you very much for your answer.
Another question.
Yes.
What are you going to do if you hit where the fish spawn. Are you going to just break down the where they spawn, or you're just going to, I'm going to tell you something about the fish spawning areas, because I know for a fact when in our trap line before the roads were made, we always went to catch, speckled trout on my river. But after, when the road was made, there was no more trout on my river. I don't know what happened. I don't know if they moved elsewhere or they just disappeared or they never had to grow, like to have babies. They're destroyed. That's why I asked him what he's going to do with if they hit a fish spawning area, any kind of fish.
Well, like I said, the Providence have technical people to carry out these surveys out in the field, whether it's their foreman or assistants or technicians to carry out these surveys before the road is built. And in virtue of this official document that's called the Deviation Management Chart, the road can be moved away a few hundred meters so as to avoid this sort of sensitive element. So if the survey is conducted and they realize there's a spawning bed at a certain place where the road is supposed to pass, then first it'll be identified, and then they can consider move the road a bit away just so as to deviate and avoid it. Because it's a sensitive element, so it is known, it's important to protect it. This is their standard methodology. This is the Providence standard methodology to build roads. This is how they proceed with Class 3 roads. So they're used to it. They know how to do that.
Another question. When we have consultations with the forestry company, sometimes we request that we would want to save this part of our trap line for a moose yard or caribou yard or beaver habitat or animals where they can grow and to have food. How would you tell the tallyman, if he doesn't want that, if he has a 1%, 25%, how would you, if they don't want no wood cutting in that special area, how would you tell that tallyman?
I'm not sure I understood your questions, but I understand you're asking me how can we manage the management of your needs for this 1 to 25% area. How can we manage to save the habitat for bears and moose and other animals? In other words,
your relationship. Comment vous gérez cette relation-là, eu égard aux priorités du maître de trappe sur la protection, concernant la protection de certaines espèces qui seraient...
Regarding the protection of some species. During the consultation, I don't know what stage you've reached with your 1 to 25% facilities. You're going to specify, you're going to define this. 1%, it means that there is no harvesting. That's what is most important for you. And 25%, there are less and less cuts. That's where your moose and bear areas That's what we hear about during public consultations. If you want to clarify some requests for some species for hunting or trapping during the consultations, of course, we will take note of this and we will try to develop the logging activities in agreement with the Ministry of Forest, Wildlife and Parks, because they're responsible for this.
In the north, that's where my trap line is. And it's a W10. I marked an area. I have my map here. I wanted to protect for future generations my hunter. My oldest son is a trapper and a hunter. I requested that I'd save the last piece of boreal forest on my trap line. And if the company expands like his company, and if I requested him not to touch that part, will he say, I won't go there?
Just maybe a few questions to clarify. Is your trap line impacted by the project?
Well, it is going to be impacted by the roads.
The smaller one.
Yeah.
Like, can we have the number of your trap line?
W10.
W10.
Yeah, it's part of the Waswanipi Post Protected Area.
And. Would you like to introduce your map to these proceedings?
Yeah.
And would be happy to accept it officially.
All right.
It's part of the proceedings.
I'm going to show you. I'm going to bring it on the table.
Yep. If you want to leave it to us also, that would be useful.
Well.
So that will become an official document of the consultation.
Okay. And. That's all I wanted to ask them.
Diane Pastor, we go to Jim Dan.
I have questions I would like the person to ask you. We are aware of the consultations companies have had with you. Can you tell us what goes on between a consultation between a forestry and a Taliban? Is there, what discussions do you have, or what discussions involve other people in your discussions with the forestry company, such as the road you're talking about or the area you're talking about? Do you think that your message has come through? Can you tell us a little bit about your discussions with the forestry companies so we can put down what you had said? Sometimes the forestry companies listen to us. I'll tell you one thing. We asked for our 1% at one time, so they wouldn't touch it, they wouldn't cut. There was a government official, and the government official said they would take off the block, they wouldn't touch it with forestry. And the government official, I had asked my boss, who is my father, who is the boss of the land. So this official told me he would ask his boss before he could agree with me. And what you ask me? Surely these companies hear us. But I don't think they take me seriously enough to listen to me. They see who I am as a Cree and what troubles me on land about their forestry. They probably think I'm just a native. There are times when we have consultations and they don't listen. They give us excuses. When we tell them, like, fix some roads, they can't fix them. They give us an excuse that beaver had dammed, or we will, MNR or forest, the game wardens will come after us. They give us excuses as not to do some of the things we have asked them to do. And us, when we ask for things, what we ask for is not done. They don't want to do it. And that's why I'm asking today, how would they answer a Taliban? Sometimes they do not really want to do what they say they would do. They have their excuses for doing some of the things that they should be doing, for not doing some of the things. And about the 20-meter question, I will tell you one thing. We have a place where we hunt. It is a very nice place. Geese always land there. And along the shoreline, there are no trees. The geese, they want to fly along there because the trees are lying around anywhere. So it's disturbed in its flight in our area because of the disturbance of the trees. And that's one thing that forestry does. It disturbs the flight of the fowl. And also that the environmental assessment and CNG to get involved in these strange setting for fowl and even for the game. They are disturbance to the Taliban. Even though it's only a little thing he asks for. One time I nearly got mad when I requested if they could make a little road to my father's cabin. He said to me, you can't make that road to that cabin. There's too much money. And when they cut the trees on the land, they make a lot of money. So I told that official, it's too hard for you. Well, it's only a little road I ask you to make for my father. And that's the way the discussions come around sometimes. Especially when there's a government official in the discussions. He's like a hindrance. He's like trying to stop. He won't listen. It disturbs the hunter. That's all the questions I'll have for them. But I will bring something else harder next time I speak. W10 Gojmaduji Tatskaguda.
W10 is not affected by the project. The trap line is not, maybe for another project, but not with the project we are discussing today. W10 is not part of the areas and the guarantees that we are discussing today. Thank you for this clarification.